How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this is This Week in Skating.
You've heard us mention her name, and I'm sure you have read her articles. Ann Calder has been writing for IceDance.com since 2015. She's also the person responsible for us starting this podcast.
Ann has also attended events in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. She attended her first U.S. Nationals in 1991 in Minneapolis.
Ann was at the 1994 U.S. Championships in Detroit, which was the site of the attack on Nancy Kerrigan.
And so, on the 30th anniversary of those U.S. Championships and the 1994 Olympics, we decided to have Ann join us to share with us some of her experiences from that competition. So we'd like to welcome Ann to This Week in Skating. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hello there, everybody.
We're so glad to have you with us because you, as we mentioned, you're responsible for us. You said to Gina and I, after we had done these Instagram Lives with Kelly Ripon, that we should do a podcast. And so here we are, almost 2 years later. We have recorded over 140 episodes.
Yeah, I think we stopped counting.
Yeah, we had to stop counting. So we're really excited to have you on to talk about, you know, what happened. And I know in the opening we mentioned that you were at that Nationals, but what we didn't mention or didn't say is that you were actually in the arena watching practice when it happened.
Yes, I definitely was there. I had gone to the main arena to Joe Lewis, and the ladies junior were skating and competing, and a friend I had met on the bus from the hotel to the Joe Lewis arena, she wanted to go over to Kobo to see what was going on with the senior ladies because she had heard some scuttlebutt that there were some problems. And also, of course, there was the contention of who was going to actually win and get to go to Lillehammer. Tanya had won in 1991 when she did her triple axel, which, as I said before, I had seen. And then, of course, Nancy had won in 1993. And we also had the little pixie from Southern California who made her debut, Michelle Kwan. So it was kind of exciting, and we decided that we would walk over to Kobo and observe what was happening.
Well, first off, let's start. How did you become a fan of skating?
Well, first of all, I grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I learned to skate on the Charles River. And my best friend and I had a favorite book, and it was called Hans Brinker or the Silver Skates. And it was a story about a family, very poor family in Holland. And they had an opportunity. They had two siblings, Greta and Hans, and they had an opportunity to go ahead and to compete for silver skates, which, of course, would be a lucrative opportunity to make some money and whatnot else. And so they used to practice on the canals under the bridges, which were kind of similar to the Charles River and all the bridges, small ones that went over into Boston. So my friend and I, we used to pretend that we were Greta and we would skate all the way down and back. So that's how I got really started skating as a real small youngster.
So what competition was actually your first competition that you ever went to?
1991, which was in Minneapolis. I was teaching in Racine, Wisconsin, and I was sitting on the couch on a Sunday afternoon in early May of 1990, and I came across the travel section of the Milwaukee Journal, and there was this ad for the announcement about the 1991 Nationals to be held in Minneapolis at the Target Center. And being that it was maybe 7 hours away, I thought, wow, that sounds like fun. And the luring thing was that if you got your ticket application in by June 1, the ticket was $100. So my husband and I decided that we would do this. Well, this was, of course, a year ahead almost, because Nationals were not until February. And we both forgot all about it, completely. Forgot completely all about it until I came home from school one day in January, and there was a package, and I opened it up, and there were tickets. And oh my heavens, we had to do something about it. So I got a substitute for a couple of days, and he took off a few days, and we ended up driving up to Minneapolis. It was 15 degrees below zero, so we were very happy to get inside the Target Center. And when we got in, we went first to look at our seats, which were center ice, third row.
Wow.
Wow.
So then we went over and sat with some of the people who were watching the practice. And it turned out that it was ladies' practice. And we were told that there was a girl on the ice. And on Saturday night, she was going to do something very, very special. She was going to do a triple axel. Well, I'm sorry to say that neither my husband nor I were impressed, because we didn't know what a triple axel was. But we thought if everybody else was excited, we would get excited. So Saturday night, we saw it. And, of course, we cheered and clapped. And that was Tonya Harding.
Oh, this was your first competition. Did you go to Nationals in 92 and 93?
In 93, I went to the 1993 Nationals in Phoenix. My daughter was going to graduate school at the U of A in Tucson. And so I bought a set of tickets for both of us, and we went. And we saw Nancy Kerrigan win her first Nationals. And as I said earlier, of course, we saw Michelle Kwan make her senior debut. And so it was exciting. And I decided that this was something that I would like to do again. And 1994 was in Detroit, which was just across the Lake Michigan from where I was living in Wisconsin, an hour's flight. So I decided again to take a few days off from school, and I went on the third day too.
Okay. So how many Nationals have you been to now?
So
that one Nationals got you hooked.
Yes.
That's all it takes, Gina. You know this as well as I do. I went in 2006, and I couldn't imagine not going, other than the one Nationals that we sent Melanie and Robin to, and the three of us stayed back because
the COVID Nationals
with the cardboard cutouts. Yeah, we decided to stay back. So this Olympics that was coming up were a little bit different because they had allowed the reinstatement of former or professional skaters. And so that was the first time that they had allowed it to have, you know, the likes of Brian Boitano coming back, Victor Petrenko coming back.
There were a few that thought about it. Actually, Scott Hamilton thought about it. Christopher Bowman thought about it. I don't know what was the reasoning behind why they changed their mind. But the predominant pusher in this whole thing was Brian Boitano.
Yeah. So, you know, we had some great competitors come back also internationally with Jane Torval and Christopher Dean came back, Ekaterina Gordieva, and Sergei Grinkov came back for this competition. So you really wanted to go because they were going to pick the Olympic team at this Nationals in 1994. So there was a lot of excitement around it.
It was also because we had two Olympics 2 years apart, 92 and 94, when they made that decision and changed it for alternating years. We got Olympics kind of on top of each other. We never have had something like that happen. So you were, that was also exciting too, because you were seeing like skaters from 92 stay on to compete in 94.
Plus you had them coming back. Yeah. So it got kind of congested, I guess, a little bit in some of the disciplines. So can you take us through what it was like when you were at Kobo, when the attack on Nancy Kerrigan took place?
Well, as I said, Beth wanted to go and see Tanya Harding. And of course, we had been chatting about her and about the contention of what was going to happen as far as the Nancy and Michelle and Tanya and others. Nicole Bobek was another skater. Elaine Zayac was one who had come back. And of course, she was famous because she even had a rule named for her, because when she won the championships in 1982, she did six triples and everybody was, oh, ooing and aahing. But then they sat down and realized that four of them were toes. So they checked over and she did a sow cow and she did a loop. So after the 1982 Worlds, they decided that no, this could not continue to happen. And so they made it a rule that you could do the same jump twice, but it had to be, the second time had to be in sequence or in combination. And so she was coming back after a decade of skating, not skating. And so it was exciting for that too. So that was another reason why we walked over to Kobo. But we got there. Unfortunately, it was very icy. It was very slippery. And I fell on the short little walk between Kobo and Joe Louis and got in and sat down in the lower level, watched the first group, which was Tanya was in the first group, and her coach and a large man with a trench coat was standing next to her, and Beth immediately ID'd him as her bodyguard. And so we watched that, and then we watched another group, and then the Zamboni came out, and by this time my knee was really hurting. So we looked around and we saw a section that was up above that had a ledge and a lot of room where I could stretch my knee out. So we moved there, and the group that had Nancy and Michelle in it came out on the ice. Nancy threw her skate guards down in front of the, by the ledge, and proceeded to go on the ice. And she skated and did her thing for the length of time. And then they blew kind of a whistle and everybody got off the ice. And of course, we were sitting there getting ready to leave because the payers technical competition was going on over at Joe Louis, and we wanted to get over there to see that. So as Nancy came off, she came underneath us and headed towards the dressing room, which had a curtain. And as she got approaching it and got into it, all of a sudden we heard the most piercing scream. And of course, everyone looking around, and the ushers came running, and everybody came, and they locked all the doors and they wouldn't let us out. And so, of course, the scuttlebutt was that Nancy had been hit. And of course, the rumors started, like, you know, little kids playing the game Whisper. It was really going fast.
Yeah.
And so eventually they let us go back over to Kobo. And of course, by the time we got there, the stories were amazing. And of course, those of us that had seen it, it wasn't quite as spectacular as the stories had started to snowball. And but immediately in the arena, the aura was that Tanya probably had something to do with it, which was, for me, I didn't understand all the political part of it. So that was a surprise to me that that immediate reaction was what people said.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Because, of course, Nancy was the darling and Tanya was the tough kid. So.
How long were you not allowed to leave?
You know, I was thinking that today, and I honestly, after 30 years, I can't remember how long it was, but it was long enough that we missed part of the payers.
How did that change the aura around that national championships once Nancy had to withdraw and the rumors were flying everywhere?
Well, basically, that was the talk. It was the topic of conversation. After they finished doing the payers, the men skated later that evening, and they actually had three venues. They had the Detroit Skating Club out in Bloomfield Hills, which is where they did the novice all the compulsory. Then they moved to Kobo for the juniors and the novice free programs. And then, of course, the seniors were all. So by the time that all happened, a lot of the juniors had moved. So it was concentrating on basically the senior teams. And they were all talking about, it was just a conversation. Everybody was talking. Well, what happened? What do we think? What's going on? And whatnot else. But then Tanya came out, they skated, and Tanya was given the gold medal. I have my photos of Tanya and Michelle and Elaine in fourth place and Nicole Bobek in third place on the podium getting their trophies. And of course, this Nancy kind of disappeared in a way because she was hurt. She was there by people talking about her, but her presence was not there. We didn't see her.
Now, shifting a little bit from Tanya and Nancy, that wasn't the only thing that was going on at this competition. There were other things that happened as well. Specifically, an injury in the original dance warm-up to Renee Rocha.
That was definitely, it was the first event that I saw, and I knew little about skating, but I knew even less about ice dance. And so the people who were sitting by me were explaining to me that it was called the original dance, or the OD, and all of the skaters were, they had them out, I don't remember how many were out on the ice, but there were a lot. And it was the warm-up, because there really was no other rink other than if they went to Kobo, but that was being used by the juniors, and if they went over to the Detroit Skating Club. So they were actually warming up for this event, this OD. And Renee Rocha, interesting enough, what happened and what the story is that Renee Rocha was a skater who had, an ice dancer who had won nationals and had been to worlds and whatnot. And her partner, two partners had decided to retire. And so she was a skater, former skater, and she was choreographing and also coaching and doing a lot of work with Jill Trenery in Colorado Springs, getting Jill ready for her her skating. And so she was not skating at all. And in 1990, there was a tour of former Soviet skaters, and it was led by Jane Torville and Christopher Dean. Tarasova, the former, the coach and whatnot else, was doing choreography for it. And they came to the United States. And in 1990, in New York City, four skaters plus a technician decided to leave the group, and they did not want to go back to the Soviet Union. One of those people was Igor Spielbund, and there were two ladies, and there was another one who eventually became Rene Rocca's partner, and that was Korshasur. And so they both were former skaters, he with Svetlana Lipanina, and they had won medals in junior worlds. They did not stay in juniors after that, and they ended up going to seniors, but there was so many new skaters coming up, there was competition galore, and that's when they decided that they would become professionals, and they both went on this tour. And he left the tour, and he ended up going, the four of them, Igor and the two ladies and Gorsha, ended up in Detroit. Somehow they had a contact. Who they had, I don't know, but they ended up there. And someone suggested to Gorsha, because he was not ready to retire, he wanted to skate, but he knew he would just be able to skate professionally. So he skated on tours, and Brian Boitano tour, and also he skated in one of the Dick Button's professional tours, competitions. So he and Rene did that. Well, then, of course, when in right after the 1992 Olympics in Innsbruck, they opened up the opportunity for pros to return, and it was effective July 1, 1992. So both Rene and Gorsha decided to enter the 1993 Nationals in Phoenix, along with Susie Wynn and Russ Witherby, who also were former pros. And they both took first and second place. And when that happened, that's kind of when people saw that the pros were coming back and they were doing so well, that kind of got a lot of the skaters, I think, like Mischka Tunick and her partner, Artur, and of course, as we said, Gordieva and Grinkov and Jane Torville and Christopher Dean and the rest of them who decided to come. So they came to the 1994 Olympics hoping that there was only one spot. And the problem was that there was a lot of political action going on. There were skaters who did not want to see a former Soviet skater come back and get the one spot with his partner. And then there were some who did want him to. So there was a political action going on. There was letter writing going on for and against. And so they came to this event in Detroit, hoping to be able to go to the to get that one spot. And they were friends initially with the other top team, which was Elizabeth Punselin and Jared Swallow. And so they had even done a choreographed a program for them in 1991. So there was that was that going on. Okay, so they're all out on the ice, running around, skating around, and Renee is going backwards. And the next thing you know, boom, she got hit by another team, and she was on the ground. And Gorsha picked her up, scooped her up, and out he went. I don't know whether he got a cab or how he did it, but he got to the hospital. And 2 hours later, she came back, still in her warm-up costume, with a cast from her wrist all the way up to her elbow. And she skated. And they came in second. By the time it came time for the free skate, they already had been told that he was not going to get his citizenship pushed through quickly. And so they made the decision then not to skate in the free program. So that was another bit of drama that was going on. That went on first. That started Wednesday prior to the Nancy Tanya one. So it was quite an exciting nationals.
So what I was going to ask you is, we went back to Detroit in 2019. So what was it like for you to go back to Detroit and see, like, I think Joe Louis was closed at that point and Cobo had now been used as a convention center. But what was it like for you to return, you know, how many years later for a nationals in Detroit?
So much had happened since then. There had been so many other things that by that time I reminisced about it. I wrote about it because it jogged my mind as I got off the plane. Fortunately, it wasn't icy and the plane was able to land unlike it was in 1994. But it was strange. It was, it brought back a lot of memories. And of course, other people, by that time I had met people like, Brian Boitano and other skaters who were involved. And I talked to Rob Peel. He was a skater with his partner at that event as an ice dancer. And now he was a coach, a dad and a coach, and his kids were performing. And so there was a lot of things that went on at that point. We went out to the, I believe we were out at the Detroit Skating Club when we had the novice and some of the junior competitions out there. So that was my first time out there. But actually, it was interesting because in 1995, Skate America was at Cobo. So that was even more of a scary time for me. Because then I looked around and I remembered all the things. More so almost than later in 2019.
Well, I know I appreciated you bringing in 2019, bringing your program from 94. I got passed around quite a bit in the media section. We were all kind of looking at it, and that was kind of cool because you were looking at, I was just looking at some faces because for me, 94, I was a little kid. I remember it. I remember making a get well card for Nancy Kerrigan. That was like one of the things I remember doing. But just, you know, hearing the stories from you and some others who were there at that nationals, it's, you know, it's so cool to hear, you know, what the experience was like for you, especially hearing even the ice dance part of it too, because we kind of forget, it gets overshadowed by everything that happened with Nancy and Tanya, that there was, you know, some controversy and drama going on in ice dance as well. So
yeah, it sounds like a crazy time. And thinking about it, just when you were talking about falling and hurting your knee, I just remember in Nashville when we had to walk down to the arena in a snowy day and how, yeah, that snow on the sidewalk was not going to stop you from getting to the arena. It was something to see. You were definitely on a mission to get there. And
she got there.
Yeah. Well, and we love getting to have you on the podcast this time to talk about, you know, the 1994 Nationals, and just, you know, getting to show or share with our audience the person who got us together to do this podcast in the first place. So it was a lot of fun to have you on, and would love to have you back to talk about something else, because you have tons of great stories, and I feel like we should do one of these every once in a while, just as a little history lesson.
She's got to share her Ted Turner story. I've heard that story a lot about her and the Goodwill Games and Ted Turner.
Yes, but we're going to make our listeners wait on that one.
Okay.
Until next time. So, Gina, can you let folks know where they can find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, at @thiswkinskating, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. It's This Week in Skating. We love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
And if you're enjoying our episodes, join us over at Patreon in our Patreon community. You can find us at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. That brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.